look at it that way. It's my last sportscast of the decade. And your last newscast of the decade.
Yeah,
and Marty Duskin's last producing shift of the decade. We could just go on and on, right? Bob Foxworth, his last shift.
Yeah, he didn't want you to forget his name either.
Our technician, right? Okay. Underdog Baylor, use the clutch fan.
That's right.
And you're going to buy one, get one free?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, we're really excited about it.
Thank you.
Top Carvel at 626.
Today in business, the index of...
Dropping to end the 70s, this is Rich Lamb in Times Square. We'll have more coming up.
And also coming up, 1980. In 10 seconds, it'll be 12 o'clock midnight, the first day of the new year. Good morning, I'm Robert Vaughn. Now stay tuned as CBS covers the world at 12 midnight.
CBS News, the new year, 1980, has arrived in the eastern United States, with hundreds of thousands welcoming it in a traditional way, jamming into the center of New York City, Times Square. I'm David Jackson, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. It happens every year about this time. They fill Times Square to the bursting point, just to count down and watch the electric ball drift down the tower atop the old Times Square building. Has already arrived in Iran. The American hostages spent another night captive inside the American embassy. Added a leap second to December 31st. Seems solar time runs a bit slower than the atomic clocks, and every once in a while we have to add a second. A U.S. government expert in the matter, Jim Barnes, says for everyday purposes, the leap second means nothing at all, says he won't change his wristwatch. But he adds, it does mean something to some people, but not much. David Jackson, CBS News.
And Robert Vaughn for All News 88. Good morning. It's 6 minutes past 12 o'clock midnight. This is the first day of 1980. Happy New Year. We'll be hearing from Rich Lamb. He's in Times Square, so stay tuned for that. He'll be along in just a few minutes with a live report from all the festivities going on down there. It appears 1980 may not get off to a bad start.
Until the State Public Employee Relations Board completes fact-finding to which both sides have agreed. This is Walt Wheeler.
7 after 12 midnight here at WCBS. A clear overnight, middle 30s temperatures, and the day coming up, New Year's Day, sunny with readings in the middle 40s. It's clear out now, 39 degrees, 4 Celsius. They're celebrating, as we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, in Times Square this morning, ringing in 1980. And on the scene is Rich Lamb. Rich?
Well, Robert, as you might imagine, here in Times Square, the scene is utter bedlam as usual. Everybody seems to be having a good time, and of course, the weather is favorable for this morning's celebration. It certainly is a lot more pleasant than the last couple have been out here. With me is Ron Coleman from Manhattan. Ron, what are your thoughts on this New Year's morning?
I'd just like to say that I think the 80s, I've been sitting down here any year I've been down here. It's just beautiful, all these people coming together and having a good time. There's no fight to anything, and just a beautiful thing. What are your hopes for the hostages in the embassy in Iran?
Of course I hope they'll be free, but I feel, you know, they'll be free. I think they'll be free. So Jerry is starting this off on a hopeful note. Jerry Plotkin, who is being held in the embassy over in Tehran, his wife Deborah pulled the lever to start the drop of the lighted ball atop number one Times Square. This year's security is a lot tighter than it has been. There's some 900 police officers out here in the city of New York. And, of course, the city's also going to have to pay the bill to clean up the phenomenal mess that will be left here after everybody takes off. Robert?
That's the annual expense. It's written into every budget, I suppose, since it happens every year. What do you think about the crowd this year compared with last, Rick?
Well, I would say, certainly, from my viewpoint, they're a lot less hostile. I feel a much better atmosphere down here this year. Perhaps that is due to all of the publicity about the additional police officers who are in the crowd. They also have some new barricade systems that they've installed down here. And in addition to that, I think the nation has, at least to some degree, been pulled together by the crisis in Iran. I think the U.S. and New York City, they feel a new sort of love and perhaps a bond to each other. And at least that's the feeling I get down here. Now, of course, the year could prove me wrong. Robert?
Happy New Year, Rich. We'll be back with you later. 10 after midnight at WCBS, the strike by the tribe...
And saying so long for CBS Radio Sports.
And it's 9 after 5. I'm Ben Farnsworth, and a good afternoon to you. Here are the stories making headlines. At least 45 people reported dead after a New Year's Eve fire at a Quebec social club. Soviets battling Afghan dissidents. Iranians attacked the Russian embassy in Tehran for a change, but they are sent off by military police. The afternoon shift of the Elizabeth, New Jersey police force is out sick today, protesting stalled contract talks. Queens residents, they are fighting state plans to take over Rikers Island. They say it'll affect property values, and Walt Wheeler will have a report. More people bite people than rats bite people, so says the New York City Health Department. And what about the weather for 1980? Norm MacDonald?
Well, the first couple of days, just fair weather right straight through Thursday. No extremes, a tendency towards a little colder temperatures by the end of the week, and that sums it up succinctly, Ben.
All right, 43 degrees out there right now in Midtown Manhattan. And the Sugar Bowl, we have the score of Alabama 24 over Arkansas 9. And the Cotton Bowl, Houston beat Nebraska 17-14. WCBS News Time, 10 minutes after 5.
CBS News. More than 40 are dead in a New Year's Eve fire in Canada. This is Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. He also was a pioneer in the use of the automatic vending machine. And the Leaning Tower of Pisa leaned a little more in 1979. The town's engineer says the tower leaned another 2 millimeters. The top of the Tower of Pisa now is about 17 feet off the vertical. Reed Collins, CBS News.
Thank you, Reed. Next time, could you do it just a little quieter? It's January 1st, 1980, and I'm Ben Farnsworth. Pat Parson is off today.
Weather-wise, and that which is coming up for the next couple of days, Ben.
Did you have a nice, quiet New Year's?
Yes, I did. You know, what are you going to do when you get up at 3:30 in the morning? You can't go out and howl very much the night before, that's for sure.
Yeah, that'll quiet your New Year's.
Sure does.
That's for sure. That's Norm MacDonald, 43 degrees out there.
Record NHL string ended last night. They were beaten. The Rangers beat the Whalers.
It is exactly 7 o'clock.
16 minutes after 11 now at WCBS. Sunny, 28 degrees. We'll get up another 5 or 6 degrees today, and the sun should shine. Some of the stories we're covering for you at All News 88 today is
the evening rush. Two good reasons to keep your car radio set right here on WCBS News Radio 88.
14 minutes before noon. I'm Gil Gross. Sunny, 28 degrees. Let's see what's happening at All News 88. Problem.
Breaking news.
We'll cover it all.
I'm Pat Parson.
And I'm Ben Farnsworth.
What's happening on the business front? I'm here to tell you. I'm Gordon Williams.
This is Lou Adler. Stay tuned for my report on medicine.
You get it all when you set your dial to All News 88.
From Washington to Afghanistan to your town, headline stories from News 88,
President
weather, Wall Street, and cover whatever else happens on this January the 10th. I'm Pat Parson.
And I'm Ben Farnsworth, 34 degrees at 3 o'clock.
The most powerful force in the American labor movement has died. He was 85 years old. George Meany, dead at the age of 85. We'll have further details a bit later.
News on the hour, listen to the CBS Radio Network.
WCBS meteorologist Norm MacDonald.
What do I look for when I'm developing a weather forecast? Predicting temperatures, I look to the south for warm air, to the west for cool and dry air, and to the north for cold air. Good weather? I'm looking for that all the time.
Weather reports by Norm MacDonald, 30 times each weekday, right here on WCBS News Radio 88.
This is WCBS New York, News Radio 88. It's 10:30.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Let's Find Out. This is Art Athens along with WCBS Editorial Director Susan Veach. And tonight we'll be talking about a...
Doug Poling, CBS News.
And good evening, I'm Ralph Howard at WCBS. 6 after 9 and All News 88. Partly cloudy night around New York. Very windy. Wind
from the north.
That's the weather picture. Looking at the traffic this morning, is Neil Bush in the chopper.
Hey, Norm, most of our traffic problems this morning are focused around the bridge and tunnel crossing.
Time is 9:58. Pet owners who live in apartments say they're getting doggone tired of landlords threatening to evict them and their pooches.
On the Celsius scale, 51% the humidity. Cloudy with rain showers developing this afternoon. A few snow showers in the lower Hudson River Valley through this afternoon, too. And News 88 has received a report of some snow falling in Hunterdon County in New Jersey. Snow showers in the lower Hudson River Valley through the afternoon, too. We have word of snow already falling in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Pat Parson and Ben Farnsworth next with more news. I'm Harvey Hoffman. Have a pleasant afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Pat Parson.
And I'm Ben Farnsworth.
Money is
how to manage your dollars. I'm William S. Rukeyser.
Where it's at and where it's gonna be is
consumer information. I'm Joe Durso, Jr.
No matter where the news is made, we're here to tell it fast.
CBS New York.
CBS New York.
Headline.
fine story.
Hunterdon County, New Jersey, we have showers, snow showers in our forecast.
Okay.
And right now it's 42 degrees. That is 6 Celsius at 3 o'clock.
CBS News.
You're staying up to the minute with News 88, 6 past 3 the time on a Tuesday, January 22nd. Really good to have you with us. I'm Pat Farson.
I'm Ben Farnsworth. If you look out your window down there in Hunterdon County, you probably see snow. We've had a report of snow down there and snow showers in our forecast. Cloudy with
degrees. Humidity is 58%. That wind is south at 7 miles an hour. Barometer 30.70 inches and falling. Now, the forecast from Norm MacDonald at the Weather Center, cloudy. Rain showers developing this afternoon. A few snow showers in the lower Hudson River Valley through this afternoon. High temperatures around 40 degrees. That's where we are now. Mid to upper 30s in northern suburbs. Cloudy with showers tonight, tapering to periods of drizzle ending at the midnight. Low temperature in the low to mid 30s in Midtown. Snow ending in the lower Hudson River Valley with minor accumulations. Low temperature near 30 in the suburbs. And we do have some reports of snow in central Jersey, particularly in the Hunterdon County area. Morning cloudiness tomorrow. Clear tomorrow night. Thursday, partly to mostly sunny. It'll be cold. 43 degrees.